Kentucky is called the Bluegrass State and is known for its soulful banjo music. And to archaeology fans, its rich artifacts. The southern landscape is littered with spear tips and other stone tools, but what is probably most impressive are the abundant burial mounds, which date back well before colonial times and have historically been reported to have contained the remains of giant people. This now privately owned mound in Richmond has been attributed to the Adena culture, which I would say is about 3,000 years old, just taking a guess. Of course, newspapers no longer report on such findings. At one time, reports of mounds and tall mummies being discovered inside of them were quite common. One case was famously known as the Kentucky Giants, where in a cave near Louisville, Kentucky, two men found three skeletons, each of these allegedly measuring over 8 feet in height. Paradise, Kentucky is home to over 1,200 burials, along with pottery, projectiles, and over 65,000 artifacts that are well over 5,000 years old. These days, the media seems to be trying extra hard to entertain or distract us rather than inform us. That said, let's take a little break. Who couldn't use a little distraction? Clog dancing, or clogging, is a type of folk dance where the performer's shoes are used as instruments. The dance developed from aspects of Scottish, German, and Cherokee step dances, as well as African rhythms and movement, but has origins in Wales and England. American clogging is associated with the predecessor to bluegrass, which is based in part on Irish fiddle tunes, and it was from clogging that tap dance eventually evolved. By the way, this song is called Whoop 'em Up Cindy, performed at the Kentucky Bluegrass Celebration. The gentleman you just saw dance is Mr. Thomas Maupin. Next up is Mr. Jay Bland. People from around the world have come to Central Kentucky to honor the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president, who many fortunately know stood for human rights, but unfortunately don't know opposed the central bankers. Even fewer Americans are aware that Abraham Lincoln gave a speech about some of the possible original inhabitants of the Americas. In 1857, President Lincoln, while giving a speech at Niagara Falls, said, and I quote, "But still, there's more. It calls up the indefinite past. When Columbus first sought this continent, when Christ suffered on the cross, and when Moses led Israel through the Red Sea. Nay, even when Adam first came from the hand of the Maker, then, as now, Niagara was roaring here. The eyes of that species of extinct giants, whose bones fill the mounds of America, have gazed on Niagara, as ours do now. Contemporary with the first race of men, and older than the first man, Niagara is strong and fresh today as 10,000 years ago." End quote. That was President Lincoln. Moundville Archaeological Park is located in Moundville, Alabama. It was the largest city in North America over 800 years ago, with a large settlement of Mississippian culture and a thriving community in what was a 300-acre village right here in Alabama. Our next stop is Indian Shell Mound Park in Dauphin Island, Alabama. This archaeological site is historically significant because of the many prehistoric Indian shell middens it has. And Indian Shell Mound Park contains 6 oyster shell middens of various sizes. So if you visit this park, you'll notice oyster shells scattered all over the ground. The old Kawaba archaeological site preserves one of the most famous ghost towns in the South. This historic town was Alabama's first state capital, and it's now a collection of picturesque ruins with only a few surviving buildings. Kawaba was inhabited by mound builders who built a mound at the site against the Alabama River with a fortification fence around the village, as you can see pictured here. The Florence Indian Mound, which is 43 feet high, strongly shows the workmanship of the Indians who inhabited this area prior to the Cherokees, Chickasaws, and Creeks. The on-site museum contains many Native American artifacts that date back more than 10,000 years. These artifacts include, but they're not limited to, animal effigy pipes, woven textiles, soapstone carvings, and a lot of pottery. Russell Cave National Monument in Bridgeport, Alabama, has a cave that was once a shelter for prehistoric Indians during the earliest known human settlement in the southeastern United States. Archaeologists have uncovered records of the cave's earliest occupants, and approximately 2 tons of artifacts have been recovered. These artifacts include charcoal from fires, animal bones, spear and arrow points, of course pottery, and the remains of several adults and even children. There are other archaeological sites located in Alabama, and specifically in the South, which speak to the untold, forgotten, or suppressed true history of the peopling of the Americas. My name is Robert Sepper. Thank you so much for subscribing, for liking, and for sharing my videos. We rely on word of mouth. We appreciate the donations made to Atlantean Gardens. That's a nonprofit organization that I work with in producing educational videos and books, which are available at Amazon.com. My gratitude for the kind book reviews, and as always, I love reading the comments and answering the questions about this material that I cover in my research. So thanks again, and I will see you next time.